This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Economic analysts are expecting a lot of bad news when the weekly jobless figures are released this morning by the government. The experts are forecasting that nearly 3.2 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which would be down only slightly from the previous week's 3.3 million. The numbers due in at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. On a normal week, during good economic times, that normal number would be around 200,000. The Border Patrol says it stopped a major human smuggling attempt in South Texas. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo. A tractor-trailer didn't stop for inspection. Agents caught up to it and found 40 illegal immigrants inside the trailer. They were from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers have merged. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name Temus.
A man accused of the 2002 kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl will likely be getting out of prison soon after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh has spent the last 18 years on death row there in connection with the grisly videotape beheading of Daniel Pearl, who was investigating links between Pakistan and the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reid. And the entertainment industry's morning loss of Fountains of Wayne co-founder Adam Schlesinger. Tom Hanks, who worked with him on That Thing You Do, sending a heartfelt tweet out about him. Schlesinger died yesterday at the age of 52 from coronavirus complications. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it's Thursday across America, and we're continuing to be held hostage by this invisible enemy. And it looks like, according to the experts, could be another 4 or 6 weeks before we hit the peak. And what does that mean? What it means is more states are starting to be locked down, and there's others suggesting that maybe there should be some federal action, you know, that would come into play, that the president himself would take it upon himself and, pass the governors. But he has been really sensitive to let the governors make up their own mind, because as we can see, though this this spread, this communal spread, continues to move in the wrong trajectory, it is a grave warning sign to all our citizens, all Americans across this country. And some governors are stepping up. I mean, yesterday in Florida, Governor DeSantis finally executed a stay-at-home order. And so, it is starting to move that way. And if we're going to tamp this, this virus down, then we need to do what other people have done, and they've been able to tamp it down quite successfully, and perhaps learn from them and follow their lead. With us right now is the co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, Emmy-nominated TV personality, Air Force vet, and host of the nationally syndicated radio program, Stacey on the Right. My good friend Stacey Washington joins us now. Stacey, how are we doing?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm actually blessed to be at home with our two college-age kids and our one high schooler, and kind of looking around the country, and I know that this is a serious disease. In fact, I have a post at StaceyOnTheRight.com going up, crucial facts about COVID-19 from our friends over at JustFacts.com, and it has a lot of information in there to kind of tamp things down a little bit, and this is a serious virus. We are under a very serious pandemic, a global pandemic. But we also need to keep things in perspective. Every state should not be on a lockdown order or a state shelter-in-place order mandatory. The president should not be making that decision. He's doing the right thing by having governors make those choices, because every state is not equally impacted by the virus at this point. And in order to save our economy and prevent even more people from becoming involuntarily unemployed, we need to allow states to issue orders that are appropriate to the level of exposure that they are experiencing. Obviously, New York and the region around New York needs to be at the highest level of concern and priority for protective equipment and also for sheltering in place. Mm-hmm. But other states shouldn't have to shelter in place and shut down if they're not experiencing the same level of virus exposure. So it's the right thing to do for people to be cognizant of what's happening, but not to panic, not to be hysterical, and not to engage in fear-mongering that says, well, if New York is shut down, then Missouri should be completely shut down. That's right. Ludicrous, and it's not fact-based, and it has nothing to do with science.
Well, what Missouri needs to do, and other states, is to protect their borders. You know, Governor DeSantis was slow in doing this. In fact, I tweeted out last weekend, we happened to be on a golf course, and there were four guys from New York that just flew in. I mean, they just flew in with all the problems that New York is having. And meanwhile, DeSantis, what he had done, he had cut off the, you know, he had law enforcement at the choke points on the I-95, so people driving in from New York were being stopped and told to turn around. People from Louisiana greatly impacted right now, and they're on a very, very dangerous trajectory. And they're moving east and west. They're either choosing, you know, Florida or Texas, but even Texas has decided, you know, to say, hey, look, even though you got a bag of beignets, you can't come in. You know, you're going to have to stay put until we get on top of this thing. So, surprisingly, with those efforts, somehow, you know, the airlines, but the president himself said, you know, when asked about airlines specifically, that he was reluctant because of the money that's being lost. Well, I got to think there's a lot more money being lost when you only have four people on an airplane. I'm not saying specifically, but anecdotally, we're hearing more and more people who have been experiencing air travel recently have said, oh, I love it. You know, there's only like four or five people on the plane. Well, why the heck are the planes flying right now?
Well, they have to. So I read an article about that. So the place where each aircraft parks, we call those the gates. Mm-hmm. But they're actually the gate on the side where we are. It's a gate. But on the other side, it's actually a spot, like a parking spot for the plane that's leased by, like, let's say, Delta Airlines. Mm-hmm. So Delta Airlines has a certain number of bays at every airport that they keep because their plane has to fly into that bay and out of that bay a certain number of times per month in order for them to maintain that spot. So if they don't take the planes in and out of those spots, they lose their spots all over the country, and smaller airlines could replace the Delta Airlines. So they have the huge terminal. You know, they have their own wing of the Atlanta Airlines terminal. They have their own terminal at a specific airport. They could lose those spots. So the planes are flying, whether they're empty or whether there are four people on them or whether they're supposed to stand by and you're crushed in there like a sardine. The planes are taking off and landing. So the issue is not really whether or not the planes are flying empty. The issue is that people in New York have actually intentionally left the city, the ones who have second homes, and they've mm-hmm. gone to Martha's Vineyard and to Michigan, to the lake and everywhere else. And that's, I understand what they're doing. They want to get out of the crowded city and go to their second home. But the places that they're going to are often tiny towns of like 250 people where they don't even have a hospital. So if a family of five or seven people comes in and they're all infected with coronavirus, these areas don't even have a regular, like they have a nurse on the island.
Exactly.
They have,
exactly.
It's very selfish.
No,
but
it,
on the other hand, though, if I lived in New York City, I would want to get out, right? So you understand the impetus. People are like, well, we're not sick. We don't show symptoms. We should get out of here before we get sick. So the idea is each state should say, like for instance here in Missouri, Governor Parsons can say, you know, we just don't want people coming here from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean that he would have to do something with the airlines here. So he'd have to say, you know, we're not accepting flights from New York. We're not accepting any flights coming out of New York City. That doesn't mean you can't just drive over to New Jersey and fly here. You know, it's a complicated issue. And the other thing is you talk to the hotel. Are you renting to people who have New York addresses? When people call you in Florida and they're saying, you know, here's my address, here's my credit card number, I want to book, you know, a room in the hotel for the next month. And then the hotel person says, oh, you're coming from New York. Well, we can't accept that booking right now because you guys are under quarantine. You're supposed to be sheltering in place. Some of this has to do with common sense on the part of businesses. It's a very difficult situation because constitutionally, it's never been upheld that any entity, including the government, has the right to prevent American citizens from moving from place to place, except under a federal order, a quarantine to protect the health and safety of others, and the president has issued that order. And I agree with him not issuing it because, again, I don't want Missouri locked down when we don't have nearly the number of infections as New York or Florida. So if It has to be the governors making the decision. And you would hope that it would be Americans saying, you know, four guys from heavily infected New York would not fly to Florida, and they're, you know, each infect 2.5 more people themselves. You know,
exactly.
It's crazy.
Because we know a quarter of, according to the scientists, 25% of the people are asymptomatic. They may carry it, but they may not show any signs. We'll continue the conversation with Stacey Washington on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independent, we are. Great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour in a conversation with Stacey Washington, the co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, Emmy-nominated TV personality, Air Force vet, and host of the nationally syndicated radio program, Stacey on the Right, continues with us. Stacey, as we were starting to say in the first segment, you know, this is about we the people. you know, people have wondered, you know, well, we the people, what does we the people actually mean? You know, we see it, but, you know, how is this exercised? Well, this is, in a lot of ways, this is practical experience about what we the people is all about. And we the people really undermines and is screaming at us that we need to be self-responsible. Above all things, we are the first line of defense. You know, just like we talked about, you get people that say, look at, you know, I don't want to be, you know, here at home. I get claustrophobic, you know, all this kind of whatever reason. So I'm going to just pick up and leave and, you know, violate the stay-at-home orders or do whatever. Well, that's the problem. That's when you're not being we the people. And that's when you're being irresponsible. You're not being self-responsible. Because self-responsibility says you, your family, your neighbors, your community, your state, your country. And you have to think of it in that context, that whatever we do individually has an impact on everybody, either to the good or to the bad. And as difficult as it is to stay at home, to experience this new normal of you know, being at home, and like you say, you've got family around, and that is cool that you got all the kids there. You know, it's like one lady, she anecdotally wrote, she goes, gosh, I was sitting on the couch, and the other day I found my husband. You know, she had lost him for a while, you know, and so she's thankful for COVID-19. So, you know, I again, you know, things to add just a little bit of levity to it, but also to take advantage, because with anything that comes along the way, there are opportunities. And that's what I'm encouraging people to do, in understanding that it is difficult. Yes, I would much rather be out on the times that I have discretionary time to go out and play golf. But if it means that my enjoyment to play golf is at the expense of my neighbor, I've got to make the obvious choice and realize that, you know, maybe I'm putting myself too far ahead of things.
Well, so I just keep going back to the responsible thing to do is obviously look at what your local officials are saying, because what the president has done is put guidelines out, and the CDC has extensive information for you to look at. And when you take a look at that information, you'll see that there's an amazing amount of common sense activity that we can take to protect ourselves. And so for here in Missouri, we are at shelter in place. But you are allowed to go out to go to the post office, or if your car breaks down, you're allowed to go out. You're allowed to have plumbers and electricians in to make sure that your plumbing and electricity still works. And then you're allowed to go to the grocery store, the gas station, the doctor. So there's a list of places that you're allowed to go to that are considered essential services. And then while you're in those places, you should practice social distancing. Mm-hmm. And so I was last at the grocery store days ago, and someone bumped into me. We were in line, and he got close enough to me where I turned and looked at him. I thought, wow, he's not practicing social distancing. He doesn't have to be this close.
Right.
We're almost done to check out. We're going to push our cart out, me and my daughter, and leave the grocery store. And he gets close enough to me to bump into me.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, well, okay, so, you know, it would be so rude if I just said, please back away from me. But he just said, oh, excuse me. And he was smiling about it. I think he thought it was kind of funny that he'd actually gotten close enough to bump into me. And I thought, why would he even be this close to any person, you know,
right,
whether you're in line or not? So I don't think people are really thinking. And I think, you know, it's sad to say, but I'm into telling the truth. The fact is, we overestimate the actual mental prowess of most people that we encounter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Americans, a significant portion, maybe 30% of Americans, are really not that smart. They don't read newspapers. They don't go on the internet and get news. They're not watching the daily briefings by the president because they hate him. They're not sent to the CDC website. They have no idea what social distancing means. They think this is a joke.
Yeah.
Or they're kind of malicious in their activities. They're going to do what they want. No one can tell them what to do. It's kind of a juvenile kind of aspect where you're immature enough to think that you're immune to the same things that happen to other people. So, you know, we just have to do the best that we can with, you know, nincompoops, idiots, and malcontents running amok, just as they always will be with
right.
us. We have to kind of compensate for them the people from New York flying down to Florida. We have to compensate for them and just do the best we can.
And we got to compensate for people that want to hoard. I mean, there's a shortage of toilet paper. I mean, well, this has been Mona. Mona gave me a note yesterday. She says, tell people instead of hoarding, buy and give to others. And
but did you see? So I went on eBay. Hey, I have a little time on my hands, but I just want to look and see. There was a roll of 24 mega rolls of Charmin that was bidded up to $504 a couple of weeks ago on eBay. They're selling a regular 24-pack of toilet paper for about $80 on eBay. So people are hoarding and then price gouging. And all I can say is, you know, so I'm a Christian. I believe that, you know, it's not just sowing and reaping. It is the laws and consequences of sin that no one can escape.
Yes.
If you're doing that stuff right now, you might get a temporary, you know, you might be able to sell toilet paper for $80 for a 24-pack, and you might make a windfall. But you are sowing such a horrible thing into your life right now by participating in that and engaging in that behavior that I wouldn't want to be you for $1 million. There's no way.
Right.
So what the rest of us can do is, like you said, there are tricks. You can call your grocery store or stop over, ask them, and the Sam's Club and the Costco and places like that, even the Walmart, you can say, when does the truck arrive? And then you just line up outside and hope that you get in to get and just buy what you need.
Right.
But it also goes back to for the next time. This isn't the last pandemic we're ever going to see. They're becoming more and more frequent. The more and more flights we have out of these countries like China, where they don't have a livestock economy for their food production like we do. We
right.
don't eat snakes and bats and creepy crawlies. We don't eat geckos. We don't eat anything that moves.
Mm-hmm.
We raise food like pets so that we can eat it.
Mm-hmm.
That is a difference between our society and westernized nations and these countries where we allow people to fly in and out of.
Right.
Allowing people to fly into countries like that and come here without being quarantined or being scanned for a fever or being, you know, set aside to be sanitized or what have you means that we will have more and more and more of these pandemics. So for next time, when you hear people like me on the radio or on a podcast talking about how I've read this prepper book or I visit this prepper website, and I have enough food for my family to last more than a month, and I have some cleaning supplies, and I have just some sundries and some medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't discount people like that. We're not
exactly
tinfoil hat wearers. We were prepared. The reason I'm not freaking out about toilet paper is because I have some that we stored in the basement just in case of an emergency. Now, eventually, I'll need to get some, and hopefully supplies will be back to normal.
And you got masks. You got supply of masks. Yes.
Yeah. I have a ton. I'm not hoarding them, but I just have enough for our family. And so I'm just saying, you know, stop looking at people. And I have actual friends who I love dearly who told me, you know, so you're preparing for your family, but what about your extended family? Well, we don't have an extended family here locally in St. Louis, but that friend does. And she said, well, what am I supposed to do? My family won't prep, so am I supposed to turn them away or only prepare for my family? And I said, that's a conversation you have around Thanksgiving table.
Exactly.
We're
or
prepare for.
So what are you? But what are you going to do? But what are you going to do when they're knocking at your door and saying we're out? We can't do. We, you know, we can't handle this.
Well, you had better have prepared.
I would think so.
Right. So
yes.
So you say to yourself, well, so that means I'm preparing instead of just before. I'm preparing for 10. How can I get that done? And you tell them, guilt them into it, shame them into it, but for goodness sakes, don't not prepare.
So exactly.
In this pandemic, I don't want to hear anybody screaming about toilet paper because when the supplies are back up, you're going to buy some and put it in your basement. That's what we do.
Exactly. Stacey, remind everybody, you mentioned a website in the first segment that is a go-to website for an update on COVID-19.
You can go to justfacts.com. Head over to stacyontheride.com. I'm also going to have a post up there in just another minute. And please, guys, just let's not panic. Pray and be kind and love each other, and let's get through this.
Stacey Washington, Project 21 National Advisory co-chair right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stacey, thank you. Appreciate it. God bless.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
And the we be me and you, which again speaks of self-responsibility. If we're going to really defeat this invisible enemy, all hands on deck, number one. Number two, we have to be self-responsible. Okay, we've got to step up. We can't be looking for our neighbor to pick up the weight that we left behind. We have got to step up, and we are the first line of defense on this, what is really amounting to a third world war, ladies and gentlemen. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, founder and proprietor of ReaganVabe.com, Megan Barth, joins us now. Megan, how are we doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, you know, hanging in here. We got our order yesterday from Governor DeSantis here in Florida that we got a stay-at-home order. And so we're joining all the other states. I can't remember the exact number now. Probably half the states almost in the country have stay-at-home orders. And very appropriately, but, you know, people are kind of, you know, some people in these individual states are taking that stay-at-home order as a suggestion and not an order. And, you know, and I can understand why some officials want to, you know, throw the penalty flag out and start fining people because they're being knuckleheads.
Yeah, yes and no. I think that I can agree to disagree with you to a certain extent. You know, the stay-at-home order is not a complete lockdown where if you take a step out of your front door, you know, you're going to have quarantine, Karen. That, well, you might have.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not going that far. I agree. I think you know
right.
people need.
But
to,
I think. It, but
yeah. Go ahead.
But that's kind of the misunderstanding. There's a large misunderstanding because of all of the rhetoric, especially coming from the left, and also some of the police tactics used by the left. Mm. You have a Washington, D.C. mayor threatening to fine people and throw them in jail. Meanwhile, the left is emptying jails of hardened criminals.
I know. Go figure.
So, you know, if we were following the CDC guidelines, we would follow the CDC guidelines in the sense that we would keep 6 feet of social distancing. We wouldn't congregate into groups more than 10. And as we congregated in those groups more than 10, we would again practice social distancing. We would be wearing a covering over our face, a scarf, or a mask, preferably a scarf, leave the masks for the people on the front line, et cetera. But you have people like really misunderstanding the orders or, like you said, completely ignoring them, like we saw it during spring break with a lot of young people that were congregating on the beach and pretending like there wasn't a virus, a contagion, you know, going around. And I have to tip my hat off, actually, to the inspector, not the inspector general, the surgeon general, for contacting Kylie Kardashian, I think her name is, right, Kylie?
Right,
Cosmetics. The billionaire?
Yes, right.
He's using the power of a social media platform, specifically where young people congregate, like Instagram and around Kylie Jenner, I guess her name is, you know, in order to get the word out.
Exactly.
You don't know, you're not going to go to the beach en masse so you can get drunk on spring break. You're going to have to start listening to the CDC guidelines. And that, I think, is also changing some of the behavior amongst the youth. On the flip side of that, Bill, you have what I call quarantine Karens in the community that are publicly shaming people that might be going to a park, waving their finger. You know, I saw this video the other day. Some kid is in his car with his buddy, and quarantine Karen comes out and is banging at his window and telling him that she's going to call the cops. And I'm like, well, Karen, why aren't you at home? Why aren't you outside policing the streets like a brown shirt Gestapo? So I think that Ron DeSantis made, you know, the right decision. Are you in until the 30th of this month?
The duration, yes. Well, yeah, all our plans. And thank God. See, we right now, according to our original schedule, we were supposed to be in Hawaii, as you know. Our daughter is based there, along with the grandkids. Well, we canceled right before, realizing this is not going to be good, and thank God, because now if you get to Hawaii, you're quarantined. All the restaurants are closed. I mean, and I feel for the people there in Hawaii, as you can imagine, they have limited resources, and there's people, you know, locals there at the airport with signs telling people, go home. You know, we don't need you coming here, getting sick, occupying a hospital bed that needs to be used by a local Hawaiian, you know, which makes sense. You know, so, you know, had we gone through, we'd be on quarantine right now, and we'd either be, I'm not sure what island, I think probably right now we probably would have been stuck, on the Big Island is where we'd have been with friends. But nonetheless, it's still like, okay, what do you do? I mean, I could still do the radio show, but still, you know, You can't, there's no restaurants. I mean, all the reason, you know, part of the reason you go to Hawaii is to enjoy the environment, and everything is shut down, even in many cases, the beaches there.
Yeah, I was checking flight prices the other day, and, you know, you can get a flight for like $16 across the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that you can't go anywhere once you get there.
Right.
I'd love to go back to Chicago, but again, you know, you can't go to a restaurant. There's nowhere to go. Gas in some places is under $1 a gallon, I heard. Mm. And you know, you can't go anywhere. You can fill up your car, but then it's just going to sit in the garage. So,
yes. Yeah, well, the thing is, anyway, is that you all, then you question the responsibility of getting on a plane, which we know those metal cylinders are hotbeds for, you know, recycled air and potential problems. You know, and you talk about communal spread, and we know 25%, according to the scientists and the doctors that know better, say about 25% of the people are asymptomatic. So they're carrying the disease, not even knowing it, looking healthy, and, you know, they're putting people at risk, unbeknownst to themselves, because, you know, right now they're just not heeding to the CDC recommendations. And I would think right now, especially because the way this thing is exploding, that we would be better off erring on the cautious side as opposed to the liberal side, if I might say.
Well, yeah, but like I said, I mean, some of these lockdown orders simply aren't erring on caution. They're erring on economic destruction. Take, for example, and a lot of these Democrat governors and Democrat mayors are extending these lockdowns way past the CDC guideline. Thankfully, mine yesterday, who's a Democrat governor, is not going to shut Vegas down until June, only until April 30th. Our casinos are closed.
Right.
But, which is our whole entire hospitality industry. We actually have 100,000 people filing unemployment claims in Nevada per week.
Wow. Yeah.
But you have Ralph Northam, who basically shut down Virginia until June 10th. Well, why June 10th? Why is this arbitrary June 10th date picked out of the sky? Well, maybe it's because the Republican primary is on June 9th. I mean, do you really think it's a difference between June 8th and June 10th as far as lockdown is concerned?
Mm.
Especially when we're so far outside the CDC guidelines with that lockdown date. And I don't know, Bill, that we've talked about this, but I think it's a good time to, is to remind people that we are in the state that we are in because of the lying Chinese government, because of the lying communist Chinese government, who we now, according to a latest report from I can't remember which bureau in D.C., who believe that the Chinese knew about this virus since November. We originally thought they knew about it since December.
No, but yeah, some have even said as early as November. October. Yeah, October, November, exactly, right.
Right, and so we've had this virus since November. We've had it, and we weren't able to test for it. It's not like this virus just popped up over here in January or February or in March. No. We've had it as soon as it was detected because we were a global economy. We still had global travel. We still had foreigners, whether they be from China or whether they be from Italy or wherever they were from, coming into America. In Nevada, for example, the largest trade show in the world was January 7th through the 11th. It's called the Consumer Electronics Show, sometimes referred to as the China Electronics Show, because China manufactures pretty much all of our stuff.
Exactly, you know, exactly. Well, Megan, let's put a bookmark on that. We'll pick it up when we come back. We've got to go to a quick break. More from Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, after this. Stay with us.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro install home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour as we come to you on this 300-plus network, you know, giving you the facts, because that's what it's all about, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and a truth discoverer and pursuer. My good friend Megan Barth continues with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You know, Megan, as we were talking before, and I wanted to get into the WHO involvement, the World Health Organization. You know, a couple of weeks ago when we talked, you asked, who is who? What is who? What who? And, you know, who's not on first? I mean, you know, who is a mess, and how they have, you know, really have been the proprietors of this disinformation, you know, in this cabal with China to mislead us in so many ways. I mean, they were telling our government, they were telling the world that this, as late as, I think, mid-January, it might even have been all the way up until the first week of February, that this virus was not transported from human to human. It was impossible. All these other bits of misinformation that they told not only the American people, but the world, they did such a terrible job as a World Health Organization just on malfeasance alone. We ought to eradicate the WHO. I mean, they're worthless.
Well, they seem to be, you know, playing into the propaganda of communists. And when you look at who is the head of WHO, is a socialist revolutionary, and he's not a medical doctor. He received his PhD in community health.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't really have the ability to diagnose or treat, but yet he's the head of an organization that's expected to provide a diagnosis instead of just a speculation. And that's really what all this is speculation based on modeling. There are two models out right now. One is the imperial model, which everyone seems to be using, which is deeply flawed, which gave us 3.4% lethality rate and caused this incredible panic. And then there's a new Oxford study, which has been published, which says what exactly I said before we went to break, that we've had this virus since the Chinese started hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
Since the first Chinese, when they found it, and then they began to cover it up. So this virus has been around the world since likely November, and like you said, maybe even earlier. But you have the head of the WHO organization as a socialist revolutionary.
Right.
And what do socialist revolutionaries like Bernie Sanders or the Democrat Party, quite frankly, want to do? Well, they want to fundamentally transform the country. They want to basically burn everything down and then build everything back up. Well, this virus has certainly done a good job at that, hasn't it? It certainly burned the international economy down. It's brought everything to a halt. And so Nancy Pelosi proved that point in the fact that she hightailed it back to Washington, D.C. and wanted to build this country in her own progressive image. She didn't give a rat's behind, and she could have found plenty of rats in her own backyard. She didn't give a rat's behind about the suffering going on in our American communities. She didn't care about the death. She didn't care about the unemployment. She didn't care about the fear. She wanted to make sure that she got her funding. $2 billion to change or write election laws was in the bill all of a sudden, the relief bill. $35 million she was proposing for the Kennedy Center, who still laid off over 800 people after $25 million. And as Jim Clyburn said in an interview, as well as Gavin Newsom yesterday with the press, who's the governor of California, that this is their opportunity to basically fundamentally transform America, to get their progressive agenda in the wake of a crisis. They want to write policy.
Exactly.
If you want to write policy, then win control of the Senate and take control of the presidency, and then you can do all of the wonderful damage that you've done in your own backyards of California. You can spread that virus on the rest of the world. I never heard the leaders of California, including Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, talking about the public health crisis that exists in their own backyard, where they have the majority of the homeless population in the country, where the homeless population leaves human feces behind on their streets. They leave used drug needles on their streets, which is a biohazard, as well as human waste. There was typhus fever, which is a rat-borne illness, sweeping the streets of L.A. as well as San Diego and throughout California. And basically, California was one rat away from the bubonic plague. And I never I never heard the words public health crisis come out of either official's mouth. So they are using this in order to get federal dollars to clean up their own messes that they've ignored and created, that they've created.
Yes.
And then ignored.
Well, this is their pattern. This is what they do.
Right. So it has nothing to do with their agenda. The Democrats' agenda is very clear. It has nothing to do with helping the middle class. It has everything to do with them gaining more power and transforming this country into the streets of California, which still have rats. I don't think that the rats have been put in quarantine.
Nope, not at all. No, they continue to run free. And as you mentioned, the bubonic plague, we mentioned that because there was a report in Los Angeles of an L.A. official having to step over human feces because they had allowed the homeless to just, you know, plant themselves wherever. And she's coming to work and she is stepping through the tulips and everything. And she comes down with the bubonic plague.
I didn't realize there was a case. I thought it was.
There was a case. No, it was a case. It was bubonic plague. And, See, because I got in trouble. I got in trouble. People, you know, oh, Bill, you know, you can't say this. And I said, yeah, because it's easy to project. You see all this. You got homelessness all congested together. So you got human density. You've got feces out in the street. You got rats running wild. I mean, whoa, I mean, this is the Black Plague, bubonic plague all over again. These are the elements that contributed to the Black Plague. And God only knows, you know, with some of this reporting, if we are getting all the facts and nothing but. By the way, I was checking into, you know, the question that we had is who's funding. You know, America is probably the number one funder of the WHO because we're the number one funder of all this stuff. And but right behind it, because they have a combination of governments who contribute. But of course, the United States is, you know, we're heads and shoulders above everybody else. But believe it or not, the next biggest contributor is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And you may have heard this before.
And they're very involved with this. And so for them, I got to imagine this is going to be a black eye on their foundation, because even though they're very specific, when they give money, it comes with conditions. It says here, you will spend this money only in these areas. But regardless, they're supporting a compromised entity like WHO, and what they have done and how they've exposed themselves during this pandemic is absolutely disgusting. And it puts, it puts their very existence into question.
Well, and you know, there's that old saying that charity begins in your own backyard. Mm-hmm. And most of the innovation breakthroughs that have cured much of the disease in this world have come from our own backyard. And imagine how much more we could do with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's money, whether it was the donations to perhaps the NIH, emerging companies with emerging technologies to treat the sick. And I think one thing, I always try to look for the silver lining pretty much anything, because you've got to, especially in times of crisis. You have to, you know, basically navigate your way through the darkness and try to find the silver linings. It's harder, but whether you resort to prayer or what have you, you know, you try to find the silver linings. The silver linings in this is, I think that people have finally woken up and realized that how dependent we are on a communist country.
Yes.
And this is the cost of doing business with a communist country.
It's also the idea of globalism.
In American lives, yeah. It must be made in America.
Exactly. Well, this is an indictment against, as I said, globalism. I mean, think about it. You know, and Donald Trump's, you know, anecdote of America first. This is why the globalists are going nuts, because it is gaining traction, and even after, especially this pandemic that we're enduring now.
Yeah, and so we're seeing the ingenuity and the innovation of our American workforce once again rising to meet the challenge. You know, what kept us going in World War II is the fact that we did go back to work. A lot of women actually entered the workforce as the men were fighting the war. You know, we were making the widgets, and we were, you know, sewing the blankets, and we were doing all of the things needed to
building ships, rosy riveters, and all that.
Yeah, exactly. We were doing everything that we could in our power to make sure that the men abroad were safe and the people at home were safe. And so we're doing that again, whether it's Mike Lindell of MyPillow converting his factory lines to produce tens of thousands of masks, or it's Jockey or Hanes producing, you know, gowns. We've got GM now, which has basically been forced by the president to get involved in the Defense Production Act, start making ventilators and things like this. So we've got 70,000 factories that were shut down after NAFTA. That little tidbit was given to me by Eric Trump when I had the ability to interview him at one point.
Right.
And so we've got a lot of space that we can use to start manufacturing in America again. When it says made in the USA, you can actually trust the product to be safe and effective for your family. If it's made in China now, I think people are going to look twice, especially after we realize that 98% of our antibiotics and our life-saving materials are made by a communist country. We need to bring it back home.
Yeah, without a doubt. I'm with you. Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, and the founder, as I mentioned. Megan, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight. Be safe out there, okay?
Talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
You got it.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
maybe not today.